Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We were made in His image, and He is the Trinity. He is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so if we're made in His image, we have three parts as well, and we cannot segregate them. We have to, if we want to be whole, we have to deal with our body and our mind and our spirit. And really, all three are affected with anything that you walk through in life, even if it results in a victory. You know, if it was a long obedience or a trial, or there was some warfare, or if the situation didn't end like you thought it should. Really, the 30-day faith detox is all about the book about faith, really. But it's all about just, you know, examining what is the current condition of your faith. How did you get to where you are? I'm going to admit something here. I had no idea that people were going to lose so much weight, because this is not a weight loss book. But literally, the book came out on January 5th. And on January 10th, I got an email from a woman in South Africa. And she said, the first 4 days were a real kicker, but I have lost 5 pounds. I'm on day 5. And I was like, what? I wrote her back and I said, are you drinking all of your water? Because I have people just drinking boatloads of water. Yes, she was. Are you eating all of your protein? Because I don't want this to be muscle loss. Yes, I am. And then person after person started to write, even Sean, when he wrote in and told me he had lost so much weight. Now he's lost between 13 and 14 pounds on day 18. And, you know, they each tell me the same thing. Yes, I am doing, I'm following the plan exactly as I should. So the only thing that I can think is going on, and this is, it makes total sense, is that toxins are stored in fat. Now, they travel throughout the body, but a lot of times they'll just nestle in and make their home in some fat cells. And so if you've got, you're targeting, like I said, using food as medicine, and the food goes in like claws and just acts like a cleanser, really these toxins are like attached. They want to attach themselves. Like if you can imagine them jumping in a car and exiting the body, you know, they want to do that. And so in the process, you're invading those places of fat. And so the fat is, it's being blasted, all because you're eating the right things at the right time of day and your metabolism is kickstarting. So I think basically that's what's happening, is that people are shedding toxins. And what's happening on the outside is a really good picture of what's going on the inside. So yes, if they'll drink all their water, I have them take Epsom salt baths. Like I am counting on these toxins to come to the surface, and I teach them how to get rid of them. And, you know, I have enjoyed listening to the physical testimonies of this. And now here I am, just 3 weeks into the release. And I'm finding that like on Amazon.com, it's in the health and diet section. It's already been in the top 10 of their hot new releases, but in total secular health sections, you know. So I'm happy about that. I think the Lord is happy about that. We have, as a church, talked about spiritual warfare and emotional warfare of the battlefield of the mind, but I think we're forgetting physical warfare. We're forgetting that the enemy would like to take us out and have us not live long and strong, but have our lives cut short so that we cannot continue to serve the Lord.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.